Good day, friends. This is Vincent, and welcome to America Next. Today is May 1st, 2024. If you noticed the title, I said killing puppies, arresting librarians, and other stupid things that Republicans are doing. As you know, some of our states are run by very conservative Republican people. And instead of them applying logic and intelligence and equitable activity, they use their own very narrow views of the world. And what that turns out to be, in most cases, the actions they take are very stupid. Today, I'm going to talk about three of those stupid things that some of these Republican-led states are trying to do. The first one I want to talk to you about is in the lovely state of Alabama. In Alabama, as all states, have laws about obscenity. You know what obscenity is. If something is deemed to be obscene based on standards of the community, then that person could be held accountable. Well, in Alabama, the state government is working on legislation that would make that they could charge a librarian now, with obscenity. Now, how does this work? Well, this is how it works. Let's say a library has, you know, hundreds, thousands of books. And let's say some parent decides that one of the books in there, regardless of what it is, she or he considers that book obscene. They could call the school district or somebody in the state government and says, hey, there is a book there that I find obscene and I want it taken out. Now, the right thing to do is to have some kind of review and some kind of hearing, have some kind of standard in place to make sure that you're not just pulling books off the shelf. But they don't have that. That complaint will mean that that library is contacted and they are told to remove that book. Now, the first time, that's all that's going to happen. The second time it happens, things get a little dicey. Because if it happens again, the state now, with this new legislation they're working on, they can charge that library with pushing obscene material. And the librarian could be charged individually with promoting obscene activities. That's right. A library with thousands of books, a librarian could be charged with obscenity just because one parent decides that that book on the shelf, one of the thousands of books on the shelf, is obscene. Now, you may be saying to yourself, that is stupid. Again, you're right. And that's the point. The conservative Republican people right now are behaving in a stupid manner. And we need to call it out just for that. Don't try to make it nice. They are doing stupid things because of their fear of moving forward. Another example, child labor laws. Every city, state, the federal government has laws about child labor to help protect children. Children don't need to be working in the same environment as an adult. We know that, you know, if you go back to 1900, you might go into a coal mine or a slaughterhouse and find a 10-year-old child in there working right alongside a 40-year-old man. Well, fortunately, our society progressed and got more intelligent, understanding, and we realized that putting children in that situation was wrong. It's dangerous and it's wrong. Well, the new conservative Republicans have a problem with that. They want kids to work. Why? Because they just want to make more money. And they don't like the fact that children are treated differently than adults. So when it comes to labor, I'm going to give you a couple of things that's happened recently. In Missouri, if a child under 16 wants to go to work, they have a law in place right now that Both the parent and the school has to sign off on it. Why the school? Because they want to make sure that kid is going to school and is holding up his or her grades, and that they are in good standing so that they can take this part-time job, okay? And the school wants to make sure that it's a job that is safe and healthy. Well, the state legislation in Missouri wants to remove that requirement, that certification. They say only thing they need is the parent. Why? Because in the rural areas, the parents don't really seem to care. If their children wants to work in a slaughterhouse, so be it. If he's 14 years old and, you know, dad is working out there on the farm every day, and he said, I worked in a slaughterhouse when I was 14, so little Junior can do it too. They want to remove all control from the state so that only the parent has to sign off, which means you could end up with kids working in the most horrendous environments there is, because no one will be looking out for them. Now, in Louisiana, they have the similar attitude, but right now they're working on something that is just bizarre, in my opinion, is they don't want kids to have breaks. You know, all, you know, the labor laws, if you work a certain amount of hours, you get a break. And for kids, naturally you will give them a break so that they will be able to get themselves together. Well, now in Louisiana, if a kid works over 5 or 6 hours, you know, they don't think he needs a break. Why? They're young. They're strong. They don't need a break. Let them work. That's what they're there for. They want to take away the lunch breaks for these kids. Now, these two examples right there, the one in Missouri, taking away all state control for when a child can work, and in Louisiana, not giving them a break, it goes to their feelings about kids. You remember, the conservative Republicans don't have a problem with adults sleeping with kids. Okay? They have no problems with that. They also don't have a problem with underage girls becoming pregnant. They don't have a problem with underage girls marrying. In some states, they see no reason why a 14-year-old girl shouldn't be able to marry some 35 or 40-year-old man. So they don't have respect for the youth. So when they look at these labor laws, they have no problems whatsoever taking away all guidance and control. They want to use the kids to make money. They want to use the kids in any way they see fit. Stupid? Yes. And that's the point. The last example I want to give you of something the Republicans seem to think is a good thing. You know, Donald Trump always, he has tried to portray himself as a tough guy. Well, we all know everything about his life is a lie. He did everything he could to stay out of the military. He faked all kinds of injuries to stay out of the military. In school, he didn't play sports. He was lousy at sports, and he would get mad and try to use his family money and stuff to hide the fact that he wasn't any good in sports. He has never been a tough guy. But he likes to talk the tough game. He loves that. And the Republican people like to walk, the conservative ones, the mega ones, they like to walk around and talk this tough game. And they're not. They're a bunch of wimps. Well, along those lines, being tough, the governor of South Dakota, the governor, is a woman by the name of Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M. She likes to talk tough. She likes to talk about how she was raised and what she has to do and things of that nature. Well, last week she released her book about, you know, what made her successful. And one of the stories in the book was something that she did last year. And this story has been getting a lot of attention, and it should get a lot of attention. It seems that the governor, who likes to go hunting, okay, no problem there, but she had gotten some new dogs. You know, some new puppies to train to help her in her hunting expeditions. Well, one of the dogs apparently was just a very happy, rambunctious, fun-loving little thing that would not go along with her plans. Well, the puppy, she got very fed up with this puppy. And finally, one day, when the puppy was 14 months old, she took the puppy in the backyard, dug a little trench, put the puppy in the trench, and she shot it with the shotgun, killed it. 14 months old, she killed the dog because she said, "I don't think it could be trained." Those were her words. Now, the first thing you ask is, well, if the dog wasn't suited for hunting, why didn't you give it to somebody else? Well, see, she never thinks about that. Why? Because that's not tough. She wants people to think how tough she is. I kill dogs when they don't do what I want. Well, this has had a tremendously negative impact on her. Fortunately, even other Republicans have stood up and said that was over the top. It was way over the top. It was dumb. It was cruel. It was stupid. You did not need to kill a 14-month-old puppy just because you thought he wouldn't be a good hunting dog. That's not what we do in this society. But again, they are stupid. The mega conservative Republicans are stupid. They think in those terms. They don't think kids need breaks. They think it's all right for a 14-year-old girl to marry a 50-year-old man. They think librarians should be prosecuted for having books on the shelves that they don't like. They don't have a grasp on the reality. They are stupid. I'm not going to take that word back. They are being stupid and their actions are stupid. I want to give you these examples, okay? You can look them up, as always. Go on the internet. It's there. I grab these things from the headlines. So go and look it up. But these are examples, further examples of why we must get rid of these people. We must kick them out of all forms of government at the city level, the county level, the state level, and at the federal level. They do not need to be in charge. When you have people who completely miss the mark when it comes to understanding the importance of nurturing and loving and educating our children, when it's not all right for a man to assault a woman, when it's not all right to take away the rights of a child, when it's not all right for a person to shoot a dog simply because he doesn't perform the way you think he should. They don't have a grasp on reality. They should never be in charge. This November, my friends, please make sure you vote, and make sure you vote Democratic up and down the line. Let's get rid of these people. This is our democracy, and we must maintain a democratic society. That's all for now. As always, thank you. Please stay strong, keep moving forward, and keep fighting for our democracy. Talk to you again real soon.